Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing very wonderful this morning.
All right, the first question, and it's everybody wants to know, is who are you going to hire as the next LSU coach?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You mean you're staying out of it? You mean you're staying out of it?
I had a work event in D.C. and everybody was asking me about it.
Staying out of it? Are you really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's probably best. I'm going to stay out of it too. Let's talk about, I want to get to this real quick because you did bring it up at the State of the Parish yesterday. And I know I saw some things about bond ratings and New Orleans having issues and Jefferson Parish having some issues. But it's a night and day difference thing. Talk about the difference, if you will, Cynthia Lee, first, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, actually, you know, Tommy, you've covered in Jefferson Parish, we've had a really large number of emergencies, right, from when we first came in office, from COVID and then Ida and tornadoes and drought. And when then we had saltwater intrusion, and this past beginning of the year, we had snow. And with that, you know, the good thing is that we get support from the federal government. We get a lot of grant money. So we had an unprecedented amount of grant money that we took in Jefferson Parish. Normally, we would say we would take in $33 million a year prior to my coming in office of grant money. And in the past 5 years, we've taken in $586 million worth of grant money. So it really was a processing issue. We got behind, you know, grants, you have to close it out. You have to constantly report. Some of the grants came down like emergency rental assistance with no guidance whatsoever during COVID. So it took a lot of manpower from us. And we just couldn't keep up with auditing our financial data. That's simply what it is. We do have a lot of money. This year was the first $1 billion budget we've ever had in the history of Jefferson Parish. We're proposing a new budget to the council again. It's an increase. So it's not about our ability to pay. We're paying on time. We're paying our debt on time as well. We have a lot of money. We just can't process the audited financial statements in time. So we got behind on that. Also, if you don't know, there's a financial I was in that world. I was a CPA. There's a shortage of CPAs. There's a shortage of financial professionals. People are leaving to get bigger amounts of money, work at home options. So we have sort of a shortage of those professionals, and that's nationwide going on. So that's what the issue is. So our bond rating was not downgraded. It was just withdrawn for lack of the most current information. We filed our 2023 audits in September. In the spring, we hope to file our 2024 and hope to be back on track a few months after that with our 2025 audit. So we're getting there. We hired Deloitte to help us. But it's a processing issue, not the same situation.
You are a forensic accountant by training, right?
I was. Yeah, I did do that.
So let me ask you this. Yes. When it comes to educate me here, teach me if you can. When it comes to if Jefferson Parish wanted to issue bonds for whatever reason, does it have to go before the State Bond Commission or not? Is that the way the state law is written?
I think for state bonds, you have to go if it's a state project, but we go up to New York and we do. So I'm not sure of the details on that. Maybe we have to get approval at the state level. We probably do, but we have to go to New York and go before those folks and get, like, if when we get this withdrawn, hopefully I'll be making a trip to New York to do that. So that's critical, but we certainly keep up with it. I've spoke to the legislative auditor for the state, so we might have to go to the bond commission for approval, but I think it's done, you know, on the you know, national market.
So what were some of the things that you mentioned at the State of the Parish yesterday luncheon?
Well, what's really exciting in Jefferson Parish is our real momentum with sports tourism, and I know you covered it a lot. That really started with one of the principles of Recreation Reimagined that we were trying to do a couple of years ago, which was very, very controversial. You know, recreation, when I came in office, was wonderful. I grew up in the system. I'm passionate about it. But it was sort of this, you know, we had 27 playgrounds with a cookie-cutter approach. We're going to do volleyball, then football, then cheerleading, and then baseball and track throughout the year. And many of our gyms were empty because we're an aging parish. We couldn't field teams. And we wanted to, you know, reimagine it. And one of the principles of that was let's go really big in one sport in one area with the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, not try to do everything at every playground, just really big with baseball in this one area. Let's say with pickleball, instead of doing one or two pickleball courts throughout the parish, let's go with 9 courts at Miley Playground and do pickleball. And I remember mentioning that at those times, and it was not well received. But since then, we've built the Miley Pickleball Complex, which was not because I was a pickleball player. I was not a pickleball player then. But we built, our recreation team saw pickleball as a really exponential growth. They wanted Jefferson Parish to have it. They thought of 9 courts at Miley. And what we've done there is really magical. I'll say it. If you go there any given night, you're going to see people from Slidell, from Houma, from the North Shore, from Baton Rouge. We, friends of mine come in every weekend, stay, get a hotel, go to restaurants, found a church here just to play at that facility. That facility has gotten so well known in other states. Visitors know to come to that facility. That Southern Pickleball, which is based in Georgia, that runs a lot of the amateur tournaments throughout the South, pick that site to host their tournament next year, one of their first tournaments next year at Family Grow Weekend. And that's going to bring in folks all along the Gulf Coast. I mean, we want to market that along the Gulf Coast. So what happens? They buy hotel rooms with us. They shop at our restaurants. They eat at our restaurants. They shop at our shopping malls. So the sports tourism piece is really huge for us. We're about to open next year the John O'Leary Junior Sports Complex.
That is beautiful. If y'all have not been there, you need to take a ride over there and see it.
8 multi-purpose fields, beautiful turf, LED lighting. It's not just baseball. We're going to be able to host softball, football, soccer, lacrosse, rugby. And what that is going to do is put people on airplanes from all around the country with destination Jefferson Parish. And again, a real boost to our economy in ways that we've never seen before. So we're really, you know, we have, and what I love about this is that when I'm marketing things, I was able to try to pitch cornhole, and they said,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We have an opportunity to land cornhole, and I said, I want to try. And we were able to get the National Cornhole Tournament here a couple years ago, and I was able to visit the people. And what did they do? They did a crawfish boil, they went to Bourbon Street, and they loved the experience. They didn't just go to a city somewhere in the middle of nowhere to play cornhole. They love the whole little slice of the way of life that we have down here. And I realized, wow. And they told me this was our favorite tournament. The P1 powerboat races brought in 66 teams into Lake Pontchartrain, right, from around the world. They already committed to do the next one in April of next year. So when they come here for the tournaments, they get a feel of our lifestyle. They love it. And what I love about it is it doesn't take from New Orleans. It really adds to the tourism pie with New Orleans because we sell it as a New Orleans tournament. Mm-hmm. I will sell it as, you know, for the pickleball, I said, look, we're close to the airport. You can have Saxis Avenue luxury and, you know, a 12-mile, 20-minute drive down the street. Your family's going to be feeding alligators in the swamp, right? There's no other city that can offer such different experiences in such a short distance. And so it's easy to sell. And, you know, we have the infrastructure, and then we sell the New Orleans brand to these folks. And, you know, we're going to be able to put regional and national tournaments to all these sports in the greater New Orleans area. And our council members have really helped us. Our recreation budget is limited, and our council members have really bought in, found us funds with their own discretionary funds. They've brought in events themselves. We have a big, easy open disc golf tournament in Park Des Familles, which is a beautiful park for us. We envision Bright Playground to be our tennis hub. So we have some capital programs to put a lot of tennis courts at Bright. So we really, I think, are just getting started on this sports tourism piece. But look, families, they spend $30 billion to $40 billion a year on kids' sports, and we're going to grab a bigger piece of that pie.
You know, the only thing I'll say is everybody needs to think back to when you reimagine this and what they thought at first, and now look at how it turns out. So you can't always resist anything that's different, and kudos to you for having the guts to stand up and do it.
Yes, thank you, Tommy. Thank you for always remembering that. That was a tough time.
Well, it was. No, but I admire you for that. I really do, because that's what leaders do. Thank you, Cynthia Lee Sheng. I appreciate your time. Have a good day. All right.
Okay.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng. We'll take a break. Come back. Next hour, we'll talk to Clancy Dubose and Jeff Nowak about the state of the city and the bond issue and all that stuff. And also Jeff Nowak about the Saints. Right now, time for traffic on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex lotion tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex lotion tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.